know, signing bonuses, health insurance from day one, that kind of thing.
You would think so. I haven't really seen a lot of that, Kevin. You would think so. I mean, right now, there's no question there's a lot of people that are going to get into the workforce, turn this thing around a little bit. But what we really need to do is we need to get our heads together and pray to God that we can bring on more capable people who can, in fact, you know, hire more people. I mean, casinos aren't hiring like they should. And so actually with this COVID thing and the mandates, you're seeing more and more people lose jobs. And that's the other thing. I'm really upset by watching on television how people want to slam people from the medical field for leaving your post because they don't want to get vaccinated. Oh, how could they be unvaccinated? It's terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm going to ask you a question. What's wrong with that when you consider the circumstances? What about saying thank you to these people who put their lives on the line for over a year and a half before anybody could have gotten a shot? Now all of a sudden we want to turn our backs on these people, and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm really upset about that. I mean, why are medical people not getting the shot? That's the question I would ask you.
And especially people that should know the science. The people that know the science best are doctors, are nurses, right?
Right. Well, that's what you would think. And so right now what we're doing here is we're seeing things that we've never seen before. You realize that the job number the other day they were talking about, there are more people leaving the job world than taking jobs.
Yeah.
How could that be?
Well, because people firmly believe that this vaccine thing is absolutely wrong. And again, is Dr. Fauci right? Or is some medical doctor at UMC right? I don't know, or a member of the Chicago Police Department. A third of their workforce has called in sick. A third.
Well, what's going to happen with the criminality now? What are the criminals going to do now? I mean, you know what? This is insane. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are upset. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. That's what you choose to do. I support you 100%. But my issue is you're going to sit there. And you're going to tell me what I have to do? That's crazy.
It's bullying.
Well, I mean, it's insane.
I know.
Hello? What am I missing here?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Hey, if folks want to know more about their health insurance beginning January 1 or before, where can they go? How can they find you?
They can call me. My name is Patrick Casal. The phone number is 702-286-1014. And it would be my honor to help you, especially during open enrollment. We could do it over the phone. We could do it in person. We can meet for a cup of coffee. You get me to spend some of my money because, you know, I got short arms and deep pockets. and we'll make it work.
I just love it. Give that phone number one more time, please.
702-396-9449. You know, we're here to help, and I'll tell you right now, we're free. And the nice thing about it is what we're going to do for you and your family is we're going to show you what's available, and if you got tax credits coming, you're going to get them. We're going to max them out for you. Well, we're here to help you, I promise.
I love it. Pat, always good. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
We will. Thank you.
Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and check him out. The guy knows what he's talking about when it comes to health insurance and when it comes to politics. Oh, he's amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 531, I just... check the incident sheet with Nevada Department of Transportation, and this incident is still showing up on Interstate 15 southbound of Flamingo. Look out for a crash there blocking the right lanes. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on US 95 westbound at Decatur, eastbound at Torrey Pines, and once you enter the orbit of the Spaghetti Bowl, you're going to have to tap the brakes there, too. US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. Because ahead of that, major delays. Only two lanes available on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. and extremely slow 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Another loss for UNLV football. They were leading 17-7 against Utah State after one quarter of play, but then Utah State with a touchdown in each of the last three quarters, and they come back to win 28-24 as UNLV drops to 0-6, and they've got a quick turnaround. They've got a Thursday game this week as they are going to match up against San Jose State. Raiders football, they beat the Broncos on Sunday 34-24 to go to 4-2. They will play host to the Philadelphia Eagles coming up next Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Let's start with all the Halloween enthusiasts who also have a bit of a sweet tooth. Narrow it to those chocoholics who hit their own supply a little too hard and are now running dangerously low. For you, Walgreens has candy and other last-minute Halloween must-haves with pickup in as little as 30 minutes, so you can refill that candy bowl fast.
Right now, select varieties of Kit Kat snack-sized candy bags are $1.99. Offer valid through 10/23 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, we make the move Monday, November 1st, yeah, we're going to make the move to noon to 3. We're going to have something very special for you from 3 to 6, beginning on November 1st. But it's gonna blow you away. You're going to say, how did they do that? I don't know. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes, and we were talking about a whole host of stuff. But in particular, the column that he did over the weekend, and I just love this because I couldn't have done this in a weekly column. But he I asked him about the column, the Biden who stole Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, last week, a White House official told Reuters that people should expect to not find everything at Christmas. And they're setting the stage now, you know, for 2 months from now that, you know, if you're looking for it, it may not be there, guys. And they're trying to let people, and a big part of that is the container shortage or the ships backed up at the port. There's a trucking shortage. And, you know, a lot of this comes down to the situation that Biden has created by doling out money to people for not working. Guess what? A lot of people took him up on the offer. and they've decided not to work. And as a result, you know, the Biden administration is trying to tell people, hey, Christmas is going to be a little light on the gifts this year.
Have they yet tried to pin this on Trump and the Trump administration policies?
Well, you know, what they said is inflation is actually a good thing because it means more people are going back to work. And that's the cause of the inflation, is that people are going back to work, so they have money to buy things. You know, but I remember under the Trump administration, we had both no inflation and a low, not no inflation, but, you know, a normal amount of inflation and low unemployment. So you certainly can do both, and to try and say that, oh, somehow this is a good thing is just absurd.
Victor, is there a connection, though? There's got to be a connection to the pandemic. All these plants, these manufacturing plants overseas in China, in Vietnam, they're closed. They're not operating at all. They're not making toys or anything else.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, certainly there were shutdowns, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. But really, what we have right now is kind of just a major backup at the port facility. And, you know, part of that is you know, the unions there don't work 24/7. It's not automated. You know, they kind of have their foot on the hose line there, trying to slow things down or slowing things down. But also trucking, you know, there is just a shortage of truckers right now. And I think part of it is that trucking is really hard work. It takes you away from your family. And, you know, so when you're telling people, hey, you cannot work and still get paid, guess what? A lot of people who would have turned to trucking when it said, well, I got to have a job, and even though this is a kind of a tough job, I'm going to take it, say, well, you know, I'll kind of wait. I'll see what happens going forward. And so I think that really plays a part.
Tomorrow we're supposed to visit with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. I'll get his spin on why this is. I am curious, though. The president, I think it was on Wednesday, said they're going to go 24/7 operation-wise, and they're going to begin doing that. They've been doing it in the Port of Los Angeles, I think, and they're going to Long Beach with it, or vice versa. Is that going to help at all? That seems like not a lot. It just doesn't sound like it's going to work, that it's a Band-Aid approach.
Yeah, it's really something that kind of sounds better than it is. The problem is that they can unload the ship, but if the trucks aren't there to take the containers, then it doesn't matter. And basically, the truckers are saying, "Well, look, if I show up at 3 a.m., I've got nowhere to deliver this container to, and so why would I show up at 3 a.m.?" And so I think you're going to run into kind of that logistical difficulty. And there was a logistics expert who talked to the Washington Post, and he basically said it's just window dressing. They don't expect anything to change.
So the talk that this isn't going to get any better until spring of next year is highly possible?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, beyond Christmas, beyond Christmas and New Year's and all that, and into the spring, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think we're talking about that with inflation. I think you're talking about that with delays. I mean, obviously, once it ends, you know, you think there would be less things to ship, and that might help. But, you know, the Biden administration kept saying, oh, this is transitory. And now they're saying, you know, they're basically saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be around for a while, guys. Get used to it.
That's incredible. By the way, speaking of the Biden administration, Kamala Harris has been in Las Vegas, was scheduled to be in Las Vegas today. I haven't seen any news clips or anything from it. I don't know. Have you seen anything, any of her comments here in Vegas?
I haven't seen anything yet. I know she was here to talk about Lake Mead and the water crisis. And, you know, certainly that's something worth talking about. And, you know, it's funny, if we're going to spend money on infrastructure, you know, something really good to spend infrastructure-wise would be trying to shore up the water situation in the West. You know, I don't know if that's a pipeline that goes east to west. I don't know if that's desalination plants in along the coast of California. But, you know, if you're going to spend a ton of money from the government, that would actually be something useful to spend it on.
I thought that Michael McDonald had the right spin in some comments he made, that, you know, this is the same administration that has screwed up the pandemic. They have screwed up all kinds of different problems. And do we want them messing with our water now? Is that going to be the answer that the federal government's going to fix it? The Biden administration is going to fix it?
Yeah, no, it's a real good point. I mean, obviously their track record has been just a complete disaster, and so you just have to see what they're going to say. I mean, the states have been working very hard at it, trying to conserve, trying to divvy up the water. I think you could make a good case that there is a role for some major infrastructure investments in terms of just generating more water. You could say, well, it's supposed to be a state thing, which I think is fair. But you also look at all the garbage they're spending money on. That would actually be something useful. So if you're gonna spend the money, you might as well spend it on something that would actually help 40 million people.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His latest column, The Biden Who Stole Christmas. You got to read this. It is fascinating. Also, with Kamala Harris here, it's probably a good time, nearly 10 months into her reign as vice president. How's she done? She was supposed to be in charge of immigration. That has gotten all screwed. Everything she's touched seemingly has gotten screwed up. How do you grade her out 10 months in?
It's very forgettable, which I think is generally what you think of as the vice president. You don't really think of it. And, it's so funny because, Biden's made a big show of, it's the Biden-Harris administration and basically promoting her as the next president. And then he dumps immigration in her lap, and it's like there's no good answer there aside from going back to the Trump policies, which the Biden administration isn't going to do. And so it's been really kind of an odd framing of her as vice president. He handed her these kind of no-win issues. And then guess what? She didn't win on them. The border is a complete disaster. And, the only hope is that, federal judge is going to make the Biden administration return to some Trump policies like the Remain in Mexico situation. So I don't think it's helped her political career. But in terms of responsibility, I certainly, you've got to stick it with Joe Biden, not the vice president.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, one of the smartest dudes I know of in this town. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line tonight as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I did some studying actually today, and I looked back about a year and a half ago because I've been hearing on the radio, well, everybody goes through problems at the border and the oil prices fluctuate and Trump had problems with the oil and blah, blah, blah. And I remember, I go, God, I kind of remember that under Trump we were energy independent and we didn't give a crap about OPEC. So I looked back and I went back to April 20th, 2020, about a year and a half ago. And you can guess what the barrel price of crude oil was on the New York Exchange.
Was it 50?
It was minus 40, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Does everybody remember when we had such a surplus of oil and they didn't know what to do with it under Trump? How come everybody forgets that?
Good point. Good point. No, you're right. It is a totally different world out there when we are not energy independent.
And right now the barrel price right now is $90 under Joe Biden. The problem I have, though, or the best thing that I did hear today, though, was the FDA blocked Moderna's death clot jab for kids ages 5 to 16. They blocked it. Because of the myocarditis that it's in there, they've actually stopped the clot shot. Thank God.
Hey, Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate it. One of the things I want you to hear is... Mark Levin did a great piece over the weekend about trying to change our election laws. We'll talk about that. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of more calls before we leave you. Also, I'm going to leave you with Mark Levin of Fox News fame. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello, Kevin. Thank you, Jim, for putting me on. I am kind of overjoyed that Colin Powell died. He was a traitor. He was a scumbag. He killed so many of our troops. He was in on the 9/11 towers dropping. And how fitting that he might save somebody by showing everybody that if you get fully vaxxed, you will die.
Mike, I'm glad you called. I disagree with you. I happen to think that as a general, he was a military hero. Don't even discount the first and all of that, but he was still a hero. Mark Levin, over the weekend, research from the New York Post and Breitbart proves that Dems have tried to change our election system. Listen to this.
Donald Trump has a point. You may not agree with every point. And depending on the state, there may be evidence, there may not be evidence. But the idea that we can't talk about what took place in the last election, so the Democrats can now lay the foundation in the 2024 election to do the same thing and double what they're doing, is unacceptable. Dark money, front groups, hundreds of millions of dollars raised, changing the voting systems to accommodate the Democrat Party and the Democrat nominee, and can affect, of course, Senate races and House races, too. This is something that needs to be investigated. Now, it's not going to be investigated by Biden and his administration. They benefited from it. It's not going to be investigated by the rogue attorney general, because he supports everything that's being done. And apparently it's not going to be investigated by the Democrat House or the Democrat Senate. The House is off on January 6th on a phony insurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, our election system is in fact under attack. And it's under attack by very, very wealthy people in combination with radical left-wing Democrat Party organizations. There is no getting around it. There is no question about it. Dark money, all this money flowing into the coffers, organizations that don't have to report who's giving what to whom, a combination of the corporatists and the left-wing groups, and it goes on and on.